sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Big Apple serving as the backdrop tonight to a star-studded fundraiser for President Biden.
President Biden brought an old friend up to New York City with him on Air Force One Thursday afternoon. Former President Barack Obama. The two will join former President Bill Clinton tonight at Radio City Music Hall for a fundraiser for Mr. Biden's re-election campaign. The event, featuring actress Mindy Kaling and late-night host Stephen Colbert, takes place before a sold-out crowd of 5,000 and is expected to bring in more than $25 million. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Gang violence in Haiti continuing to create a dangerous situation for civilians. The State Department says it has evacuated 450 Americans since mid-March. Former crypto king and FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried sentenced to 25 years in prison for defrauding customers out of $8 billion. Bankman-Fried is appealing his conviction. And baseball's back. Along with the popcorn and hot dogs, it's opening day at stadiums around the country. This is ABC News. A new milestone for some of the country's elite colleges and universities, but it has nothing to do with academics and everything to do with cost. Getting a diploma from Boston University, Tufts, Wellesley, or Yale could set you back more than $350,000. That's 4 years of tuition, school fees, and room and board. Annual costs at those sought-after schools, all of them in New England, have been ticking up for some time. But this academic year, they finally passed the $90,000 mark. Costs at many other schools for the 2024-25 academic year have not yet been released. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Here's proof some things are better late than never. A family in Kentucky found a couple of old library books, so they returned them to the library in Louisville, about 100 years overdue. Fortunately, that library eliminated late fees. Otherwise, their bill would have been around $7,800. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, temps in the low 30s. For tonight, mostly clear and a low around 16. Slight chance of rain tomorrow afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, with highs in the mid 40s. Rain is likely Friday night with a low of 33. Saturday, clouds and a high of 43. For Sunday, chance of rain, otherwise mostly cloudy, a high of 47. And rain likely on Monday, 48. Currently 36 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Tuition at UW-Madison and other UW system campuses would increase by 3.75% next school year, a recommendation announced by Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman is up for a Board of Regents vote next week. Supporters of former President Donald Trump have launched a second effort to recall State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Matthew Snorek filed paperwork Wednesday with the State Elections Commission after an initial attempt to recall Voss appears to have failed due to a lack of valid signatures and fraud allegations. A 22-year-old man has been charged in a stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois that left four people dead and seven others injured on Wednesday. 22-year-old Christian Soto has been charged with first-degree murder as well as attempted murder and home invasion. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Getting up to 5% back is easy at Fleet Farm. Fleet Rewards members can earn up to 5% back on every purchase, in-store and online. The earnings stack up automatically. The more you buy, the more you earn. No rebates, no coupons, no hassles. And Fleet Rewards membership is easy, so sign up now and start earning up to 5% back on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Radio Network News Director Bob Haig. From coverage of politics at the state capitol to correspondents around Wisconsin,
Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can count on WRN to keep you up to date on the news you need to know. At the capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, Durand, and SFB Security Financial Bank. Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. The Durand, Arkansas School Board will be holding a special meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion with the Wisconsin Association of School Boards on the search for a new superintendent, the appointment of an individual to make statements regarding school complaints, and then the board will go into closed session to discuss the procedure regarding an employee complaint filed with the district. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. at the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. Calling it a historic day, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was at Great River Organic Milling in Fountain City Tuesday to announce the first ever commercially available product as a result of the USDA Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities. Columbia Grain International, owner of the Great River facility, along with AgriCapture, joined forces to introduce a long grain rice using climate smart practices. Vilsack says this is exactly what the partnership is designed to do.
The ability to receive an incentive payment to embrace climate smart practices, the ability of folks to create a market opportunity that creates a premium product and a premium price for the farmer, and for consumers to have the assurance that what they're using their consuming dollar for is supporting climate smart rice production with technology that is reducing methane, eliminating a significant amount of water used in the process, which has immediate impacts on climate. And as we deal with water scarce challenges around the world, will certainly lead to American leadership in rice production.
The rice is grown on 30,000 acres in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, and uses a combination of flooding fields, then letting the field dry out, thus reducing methane emissions and water usage by 50%, along with increasing carbon capture. The rice is currently available through Enrich Foods via Amazon. The company is planning on having the rice available at grocery stores by the end of the year. Another local prosecutor says he will not file charges in connection to a campaign finance case tied to Robin Voss's 2022 opponent. St. Croix County's district attorney Carl Anderson yesterday said he would not move ahead with the charges against two locals for how they allegedly redirected money to the Adam Steen campaign. Wisconsin's Ethics Commission suggested the charges in the case. Investigators claim State Representative Janelle Brangen, Steen, and others conspired to move money around Wisconsin's campaign donation limits to benefit Steen when he ran against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss back in 2022. Prosecutors in Chippewa and Florence County have also passed on filing charges. The Ethics Commission has said Wisconsin's Attorney General can take the case if local prosecutors opt to not file charges. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
The Durand City Council has approved next-level excavating for the reconstruction project of 6th Avenue East. The contract approved last night is for just over $192,000 and will include resurfacing of the street and improvements to the sidewalks on the school side of the street. That project will begin when the school year ends for Durand, Arkansas schools. Changes are coming to Elsevia Co-op. In a press release yesterday, the co-op announced that it would be selling its HVAC divisions in Durand and Cottage Grove. The Durand division has been sold to Hurlburt Heating, AC, and Plumbing, while the Cottage Grove location was sold to Action Plumbing, Air Conditioning, and Electric. Elsevia officials say the sale of the HVAC divisions will allow Elsevia to continue their focused growth in the core areas of agronomy, animal nutrition, energy, grain, information technology, and input financing. A man from Menominee accused of making threats at his workplace that resulted in a lockdown will get probation. Garrett Kinzer was accused of trying to get his coworkers to help him make bombs to burn down their workplace, Phillips MedSize. He was also accused of threatening to throw a coworker into a meat grinder. Kinzer was accused of terroristic threats, but took a plea deal for two lesser charges. He will be on probation for a year and a half and will have to pay court costs. Bagged milk is on its way out at Quick Trip. The company yesterday said it would stop selling milk in bags in May. Quick Trip's John McHugh said customers prefer their milk in jugs. Quick Trip has sold milk in bags for about 40 years, and McHugh says they will offer to bag milk customers a special deal while supplies last. The Upper Mississippi Waterway Association has tabbed Gary Williams to lead that organization. Williams comes to UMWA with 35 years of experience in transportation, business development, and merchandising of commodities. In addition to Williams, UMWA is requesting ideas for strategic planning from its membership. The board is looking for member input, including a request for member profiles. Now, the Upper Mississippi Waterway Association is an association of waterway operators, shippers, and other waterway interests working together to promote the economic and environmental benefits of water transportation here in the Upper Midwest. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durant Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. Rochester Community and Technical College will offer a new degree in cybersecurity this fall. The college announced the new Associate of Applied Science program yesterday. The degree is designed to help those looking for immediate employment in the cybersecurity industry, as well as those looking to transfer to a four-year college for additional study. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Reddick ready for Richmond return. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Looking for weekly motorsports podcast to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform. During the last NASCAR Cup Series outing at Richmond Raceway, Tyler Reddick sat in the pole, led a total of 81 laps, and eventually ended up 16th. The 2311 racing pilot feels that the speed they showed could translate into better results this time around.
A huge credit to that is what my team worked on and giving me a really solid race car where basically I just had to, you know, do my part, not overdrive the car and just manage it. So, yeah, it was really cool to be able to return to that place, a place that hasn't been historically very good for me, and have the speed that we did. Ultimately, my mistakes took us out of it, but it was a big learning experience for sure. I do really expect with what the speed we saw at Phoenix to go into Richmond and be a strong contender.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, choice. Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food. 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
The Bucks look to bounce back from their double overtime loss to the Lakers with a trip to New Orleans to face the Pelicans. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks record at 46-26 is two games better than the Pelicans entering play tonight. Brewers opener in New York today pushed back to tomorrow after the forecast called for rain all day on the East Coast. Braves and Phillies also moving their opener to tomorrow. NCAA Sweet 16 tips off with four games tonight in the East. UConn takes on San Diego State. Iowa State versus Illinois. In the West, it's Arizona against Clemson. Alabama takes on North Carolina. Marquette Golden Eagles arrived in Dallas yesterday. They'll work out this afternoon before facing North Carolina State in the regional semifinals. And in this crazy world of transfer portal movement, Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey lost his son Patrick to the portal yesterday. Patrick McCaffrey averaged nearly 9 points and 3 rebounds in 31 games for the Hawkeyes this past season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Visit O'Galley Cheese for many locally sourced food items, including O'Galley's own award-winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses and homemade squeaky fresh cheese curds made with milk from our local dairy farms. O'Galley Cheese also offers a variety of locally made brats, specialty popcorn, and delicious cheesecakes. Need a quick and easy dinner for the family? Pick up a handmade pizza from the O'Galley Cheese Factory Store. Family-owned and operated for over 75 years, O'Galley Cheese Factory Store opens 7 days a week, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25.
WSN Senior Awards announced for girls and boys basketball. I'm Norbert Durst, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand. At home or on the go, you can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The WSN Senior Basketball Awards were announced earlier this week for the top point guard, shooter, wing, post, and defender. In girls basketball, Taylor Stremlo of Verona was picked as the top point guard. Elizabeth of Nina, the Miss Basketball Award winner, was selected as the top shooter. Kale Peterson of Waupun received the top wing award. Ellie McDermott of Bayport was selected as the top post player, and Shea Kelly of Brookfield East was picked as the state's top senior defender. In boys basketball, Nick Janowski of Pewaukee was selected as the top point guard. Con Knipple of Wisconsin Lutheran, the Mr. Basketball Award winner, was selected as the top shooter. Amari McCautry of St. Thomas More was picked as the top senior wing. Will Hornseth of DePere was named the top post player. And Sekou Kona of St. Thomas More was selected as the state's top senior defender. You can find more information on all the WSN Senior Award winners by going to wisports.net. The WSN Spring Basketball Spotlight is next month on Sunday, April 21st at Verona High School. Head to wisports.net for more information and registration for the event. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Kim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by OnX Hunt. The Mississippi River Pool 4 is very popular this time of year, and with this warmer weather, it is wide open, and there are a lot of anglers taking advantage of the situation. But are those walleyes in a spawning mode? Are they up by the dams? Can you catch them easily? I'll tell you, but first.
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
I talked to Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach. He loves to get down to the Mississippi River during this early season period and chase walleyes. He says that there are some early spawning walleyes that are working up to the dam in Pool 4, and that you can probably catch some of those fish, but it's not a fast and furious bite. The water's still cold, and there's not going to be as many fish as there will be in just about 3 or 4 weeks. So he says you want to target the transitioning fish, the fish that are moving upstream and heading for those areas where they're going to spawn. He said you can find those fish in what he calls current seams. These are slack water areas, but there is always a little bit of current there. So it'll be where you've got some backwater that's stagnant next to a current flow. They'll be on a downstream side of an island where you've got that blocking current. So there's a little bit of current, but there's some slack water areas. So target those transitioning walleyes in the slack water areas and you'll have some good luck. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, temps in the low 30s. For tonight, mostly clear and a low around 16. Slight chance of rain tomorrow afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, with highs in the mid-40s. Rain is likely Friday night with a low of 33. Saturday, clouds and a high of 43. For Sunday, chance of rain, otherwise mostly cloudy, a high of 47. And rain likely on Monday, 48. Currently 36 degrees.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Markets, just to remind folks, we've been talking about it all day, but markets are closed tomorrow in observance of the Good Friday holiday, which gives our folks who do our commodity reports with us a breather, as we hope. And it's been an interesting whirlwind of a week. We're going to dive into what has happened within this market trade. More specifically, we had the USDA report come out earlier today, a very much anticipated report. And now we're going to start seeing our focus switch, no surprise, to more than likely what's going on with the weather. But when we kick it all off, we're, of course, bringing in Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics. And Mike, before we even start talking about our USDA numbers, you talked a little bit about agriconsults with the soybeans. I think that's where we need to start today's conversation because we cannot forget what's happening to the South.
Yeah, I think that's a really good place to start because, you know, when we come back after the three-day holiday, Susan, I think we really do want to focus on what you just talked about, the planting. I've got some producers in central Illinois. I've got some producers near here. I've got some producers in southeast Nebraska that will probably be starting putting in some soybeans really lightly. Mississippi farmers that I work with, one told me this week he has planted his first field of corn at this stage of the game. And so I think the market does tend to, you know, once we cross into April, naturally start talking and thinking about the weather for the U.S. crop. And I did want to re-mention the agro-consult numbers because I think it fits well into what USDA did today in both the acreage base numbers as well as the grain stocks numbers, and that is the Brazilian soybean crop could still be pretty sizable because AgroConsult went from a 152 soybean production number back in January all the way up to a 156 number this week. And so that was a big jump in just a two-month time span. And it really calls into question whether USDA needs to lower the crop anymore for Brazil's soybeans as we get really up against, again, a new and another USDA WASD report. So I think this is all very important from a standpoint of risk management and what you want to market first versus not market first. And the acreage, the stocks, and the weather and the South American issue in soy would keep me on track with what you and I have talked about a lot this year, is that the soybeans, which were able to pretty much go it alone to the upside in 2023, I still think they're going to have a lot more difficulty doing that in 2024, and they need the row crops, they need the feed grains, the corn and the wheat, to come along and actually pull them higher, I think. Well, that would be a very helpful and I think a very healthy market, and especially if the crude oil market was going higher with those corn and wheat markets. And believe it or not, when we finished up today, that's what was going on. And I'm kind of encouraged by the way this market has adjusted and turned back towards the grains as not being such a burdensome supply side issue.
So let's look now at the fact that we had an interesting report. I think corn, as I talked to different folks throughout the day, corn was kind of the one that was the surprising factor when you saw those numbers. What was your takeaway when you saw everything?
Yeah, my takeaway was that we were trading close to a 92 million acreage planted base for the corn before those numbers came out. The average trade guess was 91.6 area. My number is 90.6, and so I came in a million less than the trade guess. But I'm still 600,000 acres bigger than USDA's numbers, plus or minus. But I feel good about that 90.6. I'm not going to change that over the course of the next month unless I see a lot of planting delays in the southern corn belt, which I think has a possibility of coming online with the idea that it's looking very wet for the first half of April for the deep south and the corn belt down there. I think the big thing that I noticed about the corn and the crop as a whole, and I think the people that will probably challenge the USDA acreage base numbers from today will say, well, look at the principal crop acres. They were 313 million acres for all principal crops. That compares to 319 last year. And that's true. But I would also say USDA, when they showed the map today to us of the overall planted acreage base all around the Corn Belt, almost every Corn Belt state and Bean Belt state was down in principal acres planted. And that isn't out of whack, because in 2022, we did just under 311 million acres of principal crops. And so that 313 number is not out of whack. I think it's actually pretty much in line with what I was hearing from producers, in that I'll go after more corn if I'm in the central corn belt and I get good weather. I'll go after more beans because of cost of production and the base price for crop insurance if I'm in the west or the east without irrigation. And I think essentially that's what's going on. We're belt tightening around in the United States, and I'd say around the world. This is not the only area that's starting to see farmers cut back on their production side.
You know, that's interesting. I was looking at a map earlier today when it was talking specifically about corn and how much the pullback is coming out of the Midwest on corn acres. Now, granted, we haven't seen planters go in the field yet, but I found that really interesting.
I agree. And it's funny, USDA is saying only about 600,000 acres less of principal crops for Illinois, 400,000 less for Iowa, 500,000 less for Nebraska. But you get to my state and you get to Oklahoma and you get to Texas, you're talking about 5 to 6 million acres apiece in all three of those states. And so you're talking about 15 to 16 million acres that's being taken out of the southern plains. And I think that's your cost of production issue that's really coming home to roost. And I would also say over in Kentucky and southern Indiana and Ohio, some of the cost of production numbers are pretty stark. It looks like at 175 bushel yield on corn and 54 bushel yields on beans, you're looking at maybe an $83 profit on corn versus almost a $200 profit on beans based upon University of Kentucky numbers. So I think these numbers work, and I think the corn acres will sneak up a little bit, but I don't think they need to sneak up a lot at this stage.
All right, well, stick around, folks. More is coming up as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. We'll dive more into this report and, of course, other factors that have weighed in on the markets today and throughout the week. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation continuing this afternoon with Mike Zuzlow with Global Commodity Analytics, and obviously there's a lot of factors that are weighing in on these reports, and we talked a lot about what happened, for example, on the corn side. When you look at beans, wheat, and even cotton for our listeners in Kansas, any surprises, or did things come in like you expected them to?
Yeah, I think for the most part they did, Susan. You know, maybe the winter wheat acreage base was a little bit lower than I was expecting it to be, but for the most part it came in as advertised, and that, you know, it goes back to, I think the grain stocks is probably something that the trade's going to have to look at a little bit more in detail, talking about something that maybe didn't get as much play in today's price action. And what I mean by that is it seemed to me that the corn ending stocks, or I should say grain stocks as of March 1, came in a little bit light. We're up about 13% from last March in corn, up about 9.5% in soybeans. The bean number came in real close to expectations, maybe a little high. I bet that's probably due to the exports slowing down a little bit. Corn came in a little bit low, and I wonder if that's not because of the export pace being a little better. And what I really want to see next week when we come back is to see if the end user, the commercial, comes off the sidelines. I know the farmer selling has been pretty robust here, but do they only have enough for the next 20, 30 days? Will they want to get a little bit more bought out there or not, and pop the basis? And that's something to be watching when we come back from the holiday, I think.
No, we've got that. It's end of month, end of quarter, end of week because of the holiday tomorrow. And it does give you guys, I think, a few days to kind of digest even more in depth about what these numbers have to say and how it sets the tone for the next quarter.
Yeah, and we're well below last year's close at the end of December in wheat and in soybeans, about a dollar lower than where we closed in soybeans on lead month futures. But we're only about 30 cents away from where we closed in corn at the end of last year. And this is after five straight weeks higher after this week and after today's close. Soft red wheat, a third straight week higher, while soybeans a second straight week lower. So as I said at the top of the show, that's the kind of structure I think we want, because I think that can bring back the managed money and the fund investors back in this market if the crude oil especially is higher and the dollar stays weaker, and maybe even just sideways to weaker would work as long as the crude oil was going higher. So this report was needed from a standpoint of the emotion and the sentiment and the momentum indicators. And I liked how we closed today. I'd like to see another strong day when we come back after the holiday and kind of cement some change in mindset in this trade, if you will.
Now we've got this report under our belt. The next focus is weather, and that doesn't come as any surprise. But the drought monitor coming out this morning as well. What's your thoughts moving forward with this whole weather phenomenal market we're going to be moving into?
Yeah, the drought improved in corn 11 points versus last week, and in beans 9 points. And so we're 7 points better off in corn versus last year at this time, 1 point better off in beans than last year at this time. It really calls into question the 181 national yield USDA gave us in February and the 52 national yield in soybeans they gave us. And that's another big piece of the puzzle now going into planting, is can we attain those lofty numbers? I mean, especially in the corn, that's a very lofty number, given that, yes, we did have a really good strong yield last year in the midst of a pretty significant drought. And so technically and from a standpoint of statistics, we can get a 181 yield, but that's still, in my opinion, a very far reach given our up and down years we've had over the last 5 to 6.
All right, switch gears, and the cattle market has had its own struggles this week, and it was really nice to see them really finish higher, except for March feeders, but they went off the board today.
Yeah, it was, and I think this is where the biggest negative feature to the cattle in the short term at this stage is the funds, and that means the feeder corn spread or the feeder corn ratio. And because of the corn rally after the USDA report, that feeder corn ratio on a lead month basis got down to feeders being 56 times the premium to the corn market on a lead month basis. That gets you really, really close to the September high of last year of 55 times. And if you would take that 55 level out, you'd not only go back below the September highs of last year, but also a good trend line support that we've had intact since early part of 2023. These are the kind of things that the funds look at. They probably look at this kind of stuff as much as they do the fundamentals of supply and demand. So contrast that with the fact that we've got March feeders now off the board, and we're trading now the March came together with the April, which is now lead month. The feeder cattle index dropped 228 today. So we've got a feeder cattle index at 249 and an April lead month futures at 247. Yesterday at this time, there's a $5 to $6 difference between those two. So if I had to read the tea leaves, both the fat cattle price and the feeder cattle price in the cash market has started to buckle a little bit.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you, Mike.
GlobalComResearch.com. That's GlobalCom with two M's, research.com.
All right, that is today's Channel Final Bell. Just a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by the Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere and the FP Next podcast. How many acres are American farmers expecting to plant to corn this year? What about soybeans? Cotton? Sorghum? Well, this afternoon, the USDA will issue their March Prospective Plantings Report, providing the first real benchmark for the season. I'll have more details when we come back.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. Listen in to our latest Farm Files episode where we answer the burning question, who really owns the most farmland in the United States?
The real attention as far as farmland ownership in the U.S. has been on foreign ownership lately. You know, that's been in the headlines a lot. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
It's that time of year already, prospective plantings report time. Each February, officials with the National Agricultural Statistics Service mail survey questionnaires to farmers across the country, asking them to report what commodities they plan to grow on their farms, how many acres of each, and the amount of grain or oilseed they have in storage on their farms. Those surveys are filled out and sent back in, and the data is aggregated. Statisticians then take the data and use it to compile the prospective plantings report
report and the quarterly grain stocks report, both of which are due out today for 2024. Nicholas Streff, the Northern Plains Regional Director for NASS, says the prospective plantings report provides the first survey-based estimates for farmers' intentions for the next year, and the March Agricultural Survey provides the factual data that supports the projections. So what are traders and farmers expecting later today? The big theme is an overall decline in acres. Last year's 94.6 million acres of corn isn't likely to be repeated. At USDA's Outlook Forum in February, they suggested corn acres could be as low as 91 million, though many analysts think that number could surprise to the upside. Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net says that even though current economics favor soybeans, excellent fieldwork weather last fall could keep more acres in corn. They expect to see a figure closer to 91.5 million. Jacqueline Holland, the grains analyst at Farm Futures Magazine, says her survey points even higher, with farmers indicating they'd plant more than 92 million acres to corn in this next growing season. For soybeans, all projections are for more acres than last year's 83.6 million. Matt Bennett says swing acres are likely to tilt to soybeans this spring. AgMarket.net expects to see 86.1 million acres in soybeans. Holland at Farm Futures sees a nearly 2 million acre climb to 85.5 million. We'll talk wheat when we come back.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're invited to the Easter Sunday Buffet this Sunday from 10:45 to 3:30 at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill in Durand, featuring the delicious roasted chicken, baked ham, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, candy carrots, and more, all for only $14.95. Reservations are appreciated. Call 672-8874. It's the Easter Sunday Buffet this Sunday from 10:45 to 3:30 at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill, downtown Durand.
On the USDA's prospective plantings report later today, analysts are expecting to see a decline in corn acres from last year, an increase in bean acreage, and a decline in all wheat acreage as well. Last year saw just shy of 50 million acres planted to wheat. That number could be as low as 46.5 million on today's report. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the upper teens. Increasing clouds for tomorrow and warmer, high upper 40s. Slight rain chance tomorrow night, partly sunny in mid 40s Saturday. Another slight rain chance for Easter Sunday, high to the upper 40s. A better chance of rain for Sunday night into Monday. Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now it's 38.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky.
It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Unstoppable. This kiss, this kiss.
Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours.
It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss, this kiss. Unsinkable. This kiss, this kiss.
You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop, under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let's let everything slide. You got me floating, you got me flying. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss.
Town where I grew up, and I won't cuss your city lights. If you ain't ever took a ride around and cruised right through the heart of my town, anything you say would be a lie. We may live our lives a little slower, but that don't mean I wouldn't be proud to show you. There's an old cowboy out turning up dirt where I come from. There's a preacher man in a cowboy shirt where I come from. Where a couple boys fighting in the parking lot. No, nobody's gonna call the cops where I come from. See that door right there? Man, I swear that it ain't never been locked. And I guarantee that it never will. That old man right there in the rocking chair at the courthouse square, I'll tell you now, he could buy your fancy car with $100 bills. Don't let those faded overalls fool you. He made his bills without one day of schooling. Where I come from, there's a pickup truck with the tailgate down where I come from. The pine trees are singing a song of the South where I come from. That little white church is gonna have a crowd. Yeah, I'm pretty damn proud where I
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Control, I can't. play them fast and I play them slow. I like the sound that a jukebox makes. It's an old habit that I can't break. Cause I'm just an old jukebox junkie, spending my time, spending my money, feeding this habit with hardcore country. I'm just an old jukebox junkie. I can't stand to hear music